Tonight on the Worldview Report, China begins the crackdown on protest engulfing its cities, and it's starting to look like another Tiananmen Square in the making. Two more eminent cardiologists joined Dr. Peter McCullough in concluding that the rash of heart attacks among young, seemingly healthy people is most definitely tied to the COVID jabs. It's been more than 6 months since a rash of firebombings, vandalism, and other attacks were unleashed on pro-life pregnancy centers across America. So why has there yet to be a single arrest? And NATO issues an open invitation for Ukraine to join its military alliance. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Tanks have rolled onto the streets of China as Xi Jinping orders a clampdown on the white paper anti-lockdown protest. His appearance is a chilling echo of the Tiananmen Square massacre when troops were used to brutally suppress demonstrations, prompting one man's iconic protest by standing in front of a tank. Footage of the tanks has been widely shared after several days of growing protests in China, in which demonstrators waved blank sheets of white paper in symbolic protest against censorship. CCP opposition blogger Feng Shimin, based in the U.S., shared that video and asked, quote, "Are they going to Shanghai?" End quote. The city has seen large protests following a deadly blaze at an apartment block. Hundreds have taken to the streets in eight cities, including Beijing and Shanghai, after the apartment fire was blamed on Xi Jinping's draconian zero COVID lockdown. The Sun reports that China's vast police state apparatus has now swung into action to flood the streets with police and identify those who have been taking part in the demonstrations. But the military is also involved. A column of tanks was spotted in one eastern city, leading to fears they could be heading to put down the protest. One of the biggest protests has been at an apple plant in China, where people are working as virtual slave labor to make iPhones. Apple is reportedly cooperating with the CCP in its repression of the protest. Here is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling out the American company, Apple, for working with the Chinese communists to oppress the people.
There's reports that Apple is not allowing the protesters to use this AirDrop function where they're trying to communicate. That obviously is providing aid and comfort to the CCP. And so you see that report, and that's very concerning. And then when you also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. That's like one of the main things that's being reinstated. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out, and Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech. And so if Apple responds to that, by nuking them from the App Store, you know, I think that would be a huge mistake, and it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves. And so I'm glad things are changing at Twitter. And I know there's a lot of work to do with big tech generally, but this is big progress, and we're really happy that that is now happening.
Well said, Governor DeSantis. Big tech is indeed a huge part of the globalist game plan to destroy freedom throughout the world. And we need more politicians who are willing to stop kowtowing to those big tech giants and rein them in before it's too late. Jake Flint, 37, a red dirt country singer-songwriter hailing from Oklahoma, died suddenly on November 26, just hours after his wedding. According to the Oklahoman, Flint died in his sleep after exchanging vows with his bride. The cause of death has not been released at this time. That's according to Fox 23 News. On Sunday, Jake's longtime manager, Brenda Klein, shared the tragic news on her social media account. Quote, "With a broken heart and in deep grief, I must announce that Jake Flint has tragically passed away," end quote. That's what she wrote. Flint's new wife, Brenda Wilson, shared a video from their wedding day with a caption, quote, "I don't understand," end quote. On his Instagram account, Jake Flint announced that he was fully vaccinated and is, quote, "ready to make some tracks to Halifax or wherever else, Key West preferably," end quote. Meanwhile, WorldNet Daily reports that an Australian cardiologist has called for halting the use of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 mRNA vaccines after seeing a rise in heart conditions he believes are caused by the shots. The conclusion by Dr. Ross Walker of Sydney came after two prominent cardiologists, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Azam Malhotra, publicly stated the best explanation for the, quote, "sudden and unexpected," end quote, "deaths and cardiac events in otherwise healthy people is the experimental COVID-19 vaccines." Daily Mail Australia, which reported Walker's concern about the vaccine, reported the case of 18-year-old Monica Eskandar, who was rushed to a hospital with, quote, "terrifying chest pains," end quote, just hours after her first COVID vaccination. Diagnosed with pericarditis, she was forced to miss the exams Australia requires to pass secondary school. Dr. Walker told the paper, quote, "I've seen 60 to 70 patients in my own practice over the past 12 months who have had similar reactions. I've seen other people with chest pain, shortness of breath, heart palpitations," end quote. He said he's seen many people develop symptoms about 3 to 6 months after vaccination. Dr. Malhotra, a top London cardiologist who was one of the first to take the COVID-19 vaccine and promote it on British television, has warned his colleagues and the public he has evidence tying, quote, "sudden deaths," end quote, to the COVID-19 vaccines. In a recent lecture, he argued that vaccines in the past have been removed from the market, quote, "for much less," end quote, evidence. Take a listen to this excerpt from the doctor's lecture.
Wow, that's the best reception I think I've ever received. Let's take you on the journey and go back a little bit in time into the coronavirus pandemic, okay? Once you exclude age, the most important risk factor for poor COVID outcomes was excess body weight. But at that point, certainly, I did not, and I'll be very honest with you, I did not conceive at all of the possibility that a vaccine could do any significant harm, and certainly not harm to the heart. In the original trials that led to the approval, coercion, mandates of the vaccine, one was more likely to suffer a serious adverse event, disability, hospitalization, life-changing event, than one was to be hospitalized with COVID. Now, let's give some perspective here. We have pulled vaccines in the past for much less. We have got the highest level quality of data saying this is 1 in 800 at least. It shouldn't, in normal circumstances, even be debated. This vaccine needs to be suspended completely pending an inquiry. Right?
He concluded by saying this vaccine, quote, needs to be suspended completely, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
It's been over 6 months since a pro-life pregnancy center was firebombed in Wisconsin, and no one has been arrested. In fact, no one has been arrested for any of the violent attacks on pro-life centers since the Dobbs case overruling Roe v. Wade was leaked to the media back in May of this year. LifeSite News reports that leaders of Wisconsin Family Action are beginning to suspect political motivations on the part of law enforcement for the lack of action. Julianne Appling, president of the pro-life organization, told the Wisconsin State Journal that they have not received much information from Madison Police or the FBI about the investigation in recent months. Appling told the newspaper, quote, all of this is beginning to look as if, well, because of your position, because you're pro-life, we're just not going to push as hard. It may be ongoing, but the degree to where it is being aggressively investigated is at least becoming suspect, end quote. Her frustration, well, it echoes that of numerous other pro-life leaders whose organizations also were hit by arson, vandalism, and threats since May. Life News has documented at least 10 arsons or attempted arson attacks directly targeting pro-lifers, and more than 150 other attacks since May when someone leaked a draft of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. On May 8th, unknown actors threw a Molotov cocktail and lit a fire at the Wisconsin Family Action in Madison. They also vandalized the building with pro-abortion graffiti, including the threat, quote, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, end quote. Pro-life leaders and Republican lawmakers have expressed growing frustration with the FBI for its apparent inaction in the more than 160 attacks on pro-life organizations and churches since May of this year. The agency has not announced any arrests. Last week, FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted that most of the abortion-related attacks this year have targeted pro-life organizations. Quote, since the Dobbs decision, probably in the neighborhood of 70% of our abortion-related violence cases or threat cases are cases of violence or threats against pro-life organizations, end quote. That's what he told a U.S. Senate committee. As Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenges Maricopa County's certification of the 2022 election in court, the chairman of another county is declaring he voted to certify under duress. Ron Gould, chairman of the Mohave County Board of Supervisors, said he was threatened. Quote, I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye, or I will be arrested and charged with a felony. End quote. Lake's opponent, Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who is overseeing the election, has threatened felony charges for officials who don't certify the election. Hobbs is suing Cochise County, which refused to certify by the Monday deadline. Lake's lawsuit against Maricopa County election officials states her desire, quote, that every lawful vote be properly counted and every voter who was eligible to vote be allowed to vote, end quote. Listen to Gould's remarks made right before the vote.
I vote aye under duress. I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye or I'll be arrested and charged with a felony. I don't think that that is what our founders had in mind when they used the democratic process to elect our leaders, our form of self-government. And I find that very disheartening. With your vote of four ayes and zero nays, you've approved item 1B. Anything else for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
The Maricopa County Commissioners voted to certify the election Monday after a parade of citizens pleaded with them to refuse to certify what the evidence suggests, and that is fraudulent results. Here's one of those impassioned pleas. Take a listen.
Clements, slave. That's what I am to this system, to your corruption. This is outrageous. This is a national crisis, and you're giving people 2 minutes to address a national crisis. And the way that you guys can just sit there, it's disgusting. Watching you pledge allegiance to my flag was disgusting, the way that you sold us out. You said you don't have the statutory authority to do anything. You're going to take a yes, no vote. What does that tell us? Yes or no? If it's just yes, then why are you here? Why are you here then? You have discretion. And when you certify something, you're saying that it's trustworthy. There's nothing trustworthy about this. This is theater. It's optics. I was a longtime prosecutor. I went after drug traffickers. This is vote trafficking at its finest. I've seen the criminal element. You are vote traffickers. You are a vote trafficker.
Flagrant.
Criminal.
6 days.
What are you going to do about it? You've sold us out. You've sold us out. You've sold us out. We're worried about our voices being stolen and never getting a fair election again. That's what we're worried about.
Kids, freedom.
So a curse upon you, a curse upon all of you, you smug, smug people. What, you got another chicken farm that needs to burn down, Mr. Hickman?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
You know what's going on,
Emma. All right,
am I
again,
bothering
we're,
you?
We're
am
just,
I bothering you? Because
just,
this election
please.
Bothered me. And you're doing nothing about it. I don't care about that stupid buzzer. This is sickening. You have the power as the chairperson to enlarge the time limits and actually hear your constituents instead of putting a muzzle on them.
Thank you. Your time is up.
And just like that, his time was up. His voice was ignored along with dozens of others who lined up to speak. And those commissioners did what they wanted and had agreed to do from the outset. In other news, the British Army has shrunk to its smallest size in 200 years. The current size of the British Army is only sufficient if its goal is to, quote, stay at home and tootle around, end quote. So warned Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace in a statement last Thursday to the Times newspaper. He gave the comments following a meeting in Oslo with Allied counterparts on board with HMS Queen Elizabeth aircraft carrier. The UK Defense Minister urged for the country's defense to be properly funded amid concerns of future cutbacks of personnel. Wallace told the Times, quote, "If we just want to stay at home and do a bit of tootling around, we've got an armed forces big enough," end quote, explaining that Britain's, quote, international alliance of 30 people, end quote, otherwise known as NATO, continued to act as Britain's military deterrent. He added, however, that measuring the sufficiency of the British Army is dependent on what the new government's foreign policy objectives look like. He told the newspaper, quote, "We get in trouble when governments promise things without backing them up. They want to be everywhere, but they don't fund it," end quote. With Army numbers dwindling and expected to drop by around 10,000 troops after cost-cutting measures were approved by ministers last week, Wallace, who has served as Britain's defense minister under three separate conservative administrations since 2019, vowed to, quote, "design and armed forces to fit the threat and to fit the ambition of the prime minister," end quote. The once feared British Army will soon consist of just 72,500 soldiers, a 200-year low dating back to the Napoleonic Wars. Joe Biden called on Congress to intervene and block a railroad strike before a December 9th deadline, saying a strike would, quote, devastate our economy, end quote. The Guardian reports that Biden's move comes as business groups have warned that the looming strike would hit just before the holiday season and worsen the U.S. inflation problems and cause catastrophic shortages. Quote, let me be clear, a rail shutdown would devastate our economy, end quote. That's what Biden said in a statement. Quote, without freight rail, many U.S. industries would shut down, end quote. The strike comes after long-running negotiations reached an impasse and both sides agreed to a cooling-off period that ends next week. Well, I spoke with a railroad worker about the looming strike on Monday, November 28th. And here's what he had to say. November 9th. Joining me now is Eric C. Mallow. He's a foreman of the track maintenance for a major U.S. railway. Eric, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me on.
Thank you for being with us, Eric. Is what I said true about?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This could be a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it comes down to basically sick pay. That's what we're fighting over right now. You know, they wanted us to be federal employees when it came to the vax mandate, but yet now we're considered federally regulated and not federally employees when it comes to paid sick time off. That's what this amounts to in a nutshell. So every year we deal with the contract issues every 4 years, which they drag it into arbitration, which get ruled thus against us because it goes to the Ninth District Court of Chicago. And you can imagine they have favor there. So every time, well, this time it didn't go so well for them.
Congress has the power to impose contract terms on the workers, but it's not clear what lawmakers might include if they do. It could also force the negotiations to continue into the new year. Both the unions and railroads have been lobbying Congress while contract talks continue. Four rail unions that represent more than half of the 115,000 workers in the industry have rejected the deals that Biden helped broker before the original strike deadline in September and are back at the table trying to work out new agreements. Eight other unions have approved their five-year deals with the railroads. In other news, NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg made clear Tuesday, November 29th, that Ukraine will, quote, one day, end quote, become a member of NATO. According to a report in hotair.com, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Romania with Stoltenberg and other NATO counterparts to drum up support for Ukraine. The renewed call for support is to defeat Russia as it bombards energy infrastructure. Stoltenberg, the former prime minister of Norway, was speaking about new members of NATO, North Mesopotamia and Montenegro, and the membership of Finland and Sweden that is coming soon. It is the same vow that NATO leaders made in Bucharest in 2008, when Stoltenberg was speaking in the palace of the parliament, where foreign ministers met and agreed that Ukraine and Georgia would join NATO one day. This was at the urging of then-President George W. Bush. Quote, NATO's door is open, end quote, Stoltenberg said, adding, quote, Russia does not have a veto, end quote, on countries joining. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, will get Finland and Sweden as NATO members, end quote, soon. The Nordic neighbors applied for membership in April, concerned that Russia might target them next. Quote, we stand by that too, on membership for Ukraine, end quote, Stoltenberg said. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Daniel Greenfield, writing for Front Page Magazine, reports that there is something, quote, deeply rotten in the state of California, end quote. He reports that California's Proposition 57 was a horrifying disaster that people warned about. But leftists and libertarians and their useful idiots cheered the idea of, quote, criminal justice reform, end quote. Proposition 57 followed in the footsteps of Prop 47 in dismantling California's tough criminal justice measures and turning the system into a revolving door for career criminals and assorted monsters. It moved forward with the financial backing of billionaire globalists such as Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, George Soros, Tom Steyer, and Mark Zuckerberg. With that lineup bankrolling the ballot proposal, it passed with nearly two-thirds of the vote. The measure will improve parole options for nonviolent felons and let judges decide whether to try juveniles as adults. Hastings and Zuckerberg each contributed around $1 million, and Moskowitz and Soros each put in $500,000 through their political action groups. The measure's financial backers also included actor Robert Downey Jr., singer-songwriter John Legend, and Caitlin Kreiger, wife of Instagram co-founder Mike Kreiger. Here are the consequences. More than 7,000 sex offenders were convicted of, quote, lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age, end quote, but were let out of prison the same year they were incarcerated. That's data from the California Megan's Law database. Greenfield's research of the data shows others who committed some of the worst child sex crimes on the books served similarly short sentences. 365 pedophiles convicted of continuous sexual child abuse spent less than 12 months in prison. There were 39 cases of sodomy with a child under 16 and 3 cases of kidnapping a child under 14 with intent to commit lewd or lascivious acts. One offender in the database is Reseda resident Carlos Alexander Nahu, 48, who was convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child in 2015. His Los Angeles court records say he was charged in October of 2014 and pleaded no contest to the crime in January of 2015, but was sentenced to just 2 days in an LA County jail and 5 years of probation. He now reportedly lives one block from Royal Montessori School Daycare and 3 blocks from Reseda Elementary School. That's according to the Megan's Law database. One child abuse prosecutor in the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office told DailyMail.com the situation was, quote, a disgrace, end quote. What's an even bigger disgrace is that even as Democrat-controlled states go out of their way to make sure violent offenders are not sentenced to long prison terms, they're working along with the Biden regime to tighten gun control laws that will affect law-abiding Americans who just want to protect themselves from the onslaught of violent crime. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast, which you can do by, well, doing the bulk of your Christmas shopping, please, at MyPillow.com. And when you do, will you please use the promo code B66? That way, we get credit and you get savings. That's a win-win for all of us, right? You get deep savings up to 90% on some of the deals, and we get credit. It's a big part of our general operating budget to keep this broadcast going. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers and robes, and so much more. Sleepwear, all kinds of stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code B66 for savings. And then also MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. MyStore.com. You'll find a lot of great resources there, including the My Coffee, which has become so very popular. Non-GMO, it's organic, hasn't been sprayed with pesticides. You'll love it. You can get it in whole bean and grind it yourself, or already ground coffee pods. It's also, my friends, great tasting. You'll love it. Check it out. MyStore.com. Again, please use that promo code B66. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. That's my website where you'll find many resources. You'll find many of my books that are being sold there at my cost, actually at my cost, like my book Grave Influence or Marxianity. You'll find my new Christmas album there as well, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find emergency freeze-dried food. It has a 25-year shelf life. We've been distributors of such since 2016. We kind of saw some of the things that were coming. I got enough for my family, at least enough, I thought, at that time, in 2013. In 2013, I thought I had enough. Well, now that I know what's going on, I've been adding to my supplies like many of you. You can check it all out at WVWTVstore.com. Again, I know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it is a big part of our general operating budget as well. WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can just simply call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And then finally, don't forget about my foundation and your end-of-the-year giving. WVWFoundation.com. Well, it exists to use my broadcast and my conferences and my documentaries and put as much out there as we can for free to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I also put on a Sunday night service on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. Been doing that since 2015. And we look into the Bible to try to understand what's happening and how we should respond. Hope you'll join us for that. My foundation helps make many of these things possible. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.